Wow. Would you look at Princess there, lying so peaceful, so beautiful. Boy, I must have really given it to her good. Hell, I know I'm tired. In fact, I can barely keep my eyes open right now.
Princess! Hey, Princess! You asleep? Did I ever tell you you're a cat f***ing whore? I'm just kidding. I don't think you're a cat f***ing whore. I'm just making sure you were asleep so I could...
Wow! Hello! I guess that was long overdue. Good thing for Princess, we don't sleep with sheets. Otherwise, the old Dutch oven would be preheated and set to bake. I need to yawn, but I simply don't want to get any of that in my mouth. You know what? Princess probably wouldn't even mind. Holy cow, that does stink. I don't even remember eating sulfur. Anyway, as I was saying, old Princess probably wouldn't even mind me passing gas. God forgive me for saying it, but, she's a good old girl. I mean, first kick up a breeze and blow my ass vapor into the neighbor's yard, but then, God, forgive me for saying I like Princess. I also like that there are goldfish in my water bowl, and they, appear to be wearing bifocals. You know, maybe it is time for old Jerry to settle down. You know, become a one-bitch canine. Monogamous, if you will. After all, Princess is the hottest piece of ass in the neighborhood. Then again, she's the only piece of ass in the neighborhood. By the way, Powell, it wouldn't kill you to write some variety into my life, you know.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Here, maybe this will make up for it.
Ah, that breeze I asked for. Wow, and it smells terrific. Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, I made it blow over a nearby field of wildflowers.
Well, it's nice, I know that. Oh, hey, while you're here, could you ride in a bone or two for me?
Don't push it, Jerry. I'm not even supposed to be here, really.
Yeah, why are you here?
Well, I've written you into another dream sequence.
Really?
Well, you were sort of half under at the beginning anyway, but now, well, you're in full dream phase now. See, look over there. It's Shaquille O'Neal in a jester's costume riding a tricycle.
Well, I'll be damned.
Hey, Shaq!
Oh, and there's a female master playing croquet in her underwear with Andy Rooney.
Well, isn't that something?
Plus, you're not wearing shoes and socks. And there in the garden, Princess is having sex with your dad, who you've not forgiven in your subconscious for leaving.
Hey, that's not cool, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm just f***ing with you.
Well, stop it. So none of this is real? Not even my feelings for Princess?
Well, you are an animal, Jerry. You're pretty much as faithful as your options. That's kind of why there's only one female dog in the neighborhood. Well, that and I don't do female voices very well.
So did I even have sex with Princess just now?
Oh, yeah. But right now, you're still lying in the grass next to her asleep. And you're not floating on a marshmallow dinghy amid a lake of brown gravy.
Holy sh! How'd you do that?
Jerry, I really wish you didn't have to cuss so much.
Well, you're the one f***ing riding it.
Well, see, there you go again. Now I've got to write one of these in. Oh, yeah. But right now you're still just laying in the grass with her asleep next to you. And you're not floating on a marshmallow dinghy amid a lake of brown gravy.
Holy cow! How'd you do that?
That's easy. I just wrote it in.
Well, what else can you make me do?
Well, what do you want to do?
Well, I've kind of always wanted to drive a car, to be honest. Sweet! But, could you make it a fast one?
Yeah! That's more like it! This is awesome! That's it! Now take the top off! I'm more of a convertible guy. You know that. That's perfect! And hey, you think you could give me a pair of safety goggles while you're at it? Some driving gloves? And a really long scarf blowing in the breeze? No, a red one. Yeah, now we're talking. Woohoo! Oh, Chuck. Now put Dale Earnhardt Jr. in the passenger seat. Seriously, put him in there.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Junior. Hold on, dude. We're flying here, aren't we?
You ain't joshing.
Chuck, sorry, but my Dale Earnhardt Jr., he cusses. Hold on, dude. We're flying here, aren't we?
You ain't sh-
All right, Chuck, great. Now, ride in a cliff in the distance.
What?
Yeah, you heard me right. Ride it in. Junior and I are going Thelma and Louise in this bitch.
Jerry, slow down. There's a cliff up ahead.
Faster, Chuck, faster. Yeah, yeah, that's it. This is awesome. Really awesome. All right, now, this is very important, Chuck. I want you to have Dale question my sanity before then pussing out before we reach the drop-off.
Damn, Gary, you're one crazy son of a bitch. Sorry, but I'm out of here, man.
Oh, man, this is the best dream ever. Okay, what else can I do?
Hey, Jerry, sorry, but I gotta wake you up.
No, 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 not yet, Chuck. I'm almost at the drop. This is gonna be the coolest ending to any one of our skits. I'm telling you, this is the best one.
And my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that? How cool is that? How cool is that? How cool is that?
Jerry! My God, you're insatiable. At least wait till I'm not around to do that. It's insulting.
What? Oh, no, wait. I was dreaming, Princess.
What? I guess you were sleep-licking?
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever.
No way, Princess. I'm serious. I was dreaming. And you were in it. And so was Dale Earnhardt Jr. and a DJ from Phoenix. But mainly it was about you. I think I'm ready to settle down, Princess. With you. Just the two of us. Did you hear me? I think I'm ready to aim my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?